Archaeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thinkologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thinkologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Why are there so many songs about fakeologists? And what's on the other side? Something tells me the rainbow connection is going pear-shaped in America. So don't mention white people, just mention black people, and then we'll be fine, etc. Hi, Rollo.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Fantastic.
Yeah. So here we are on the live stream. Yeah.
I'm just
is it Rick and Rollo or Rollo and Rick?
No, Rick and Rollo, rock and roll. And then New Zealand accent is ruck. You say ruck.
Exactly. Rock and roll. So rock what's today? Roll. It is the Monday, the June 15th, 2020. So what do we got to talk about, Rick?
Well, apparently we've got to talk about fakeologist.com and the blog, mm-hmm. and also yep. drop and fake. What's no? Sorry, fakeotube.
Oh yeah, fakeotube. fakeotube.com. Yeah.
And it was named.
He named it up.
It was, yeah. He did. So there's a bit of respect going on there.
So what and did I, you think of last Saturday night show?
Yeah, because I can never remember anything I said until the next day. And then, but I was mm-hmm. obviously a bit, I would say I was a little bit under the weather because I tried to do a Jordan Peterson impression that did not sound very good to mm-hmm. me. And I don't listen to Jordan Peterson, so I've lost my Jordan Peterson, which is,
he talks like this, you know, he's all over the place. And
the one I did.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro. Yeah, we had a bit of a chat about that. Let's do big shout outs to Golden Skidmark, big shout out to Fast Value. Who else was there that night?
Frank. How do you look after WordPress? So I listened today to our show and I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I dropped out after an hour and a half and it actually got quite good. Towards the end, after even when you left, we had Frank and Ab and Fast Value and Sir Golden Skidmark doing a pretty good chat about various things. So it wasn't too bad. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. And then I listened to Marcus Allen and Ab doing a chat. And so that was quite interesting. And Marcus Allen is now convinced that his old sparring partner, Chris Kendall, was an operation, which is interesting, and I don't know where that's going, but
I listened to a little bit of it. The only trouble I had with Marcus was his treatment of Simon Jack.
A couple of people have said that.
That's
a shtick, but I'll tell you this, right, this is my opinion. Mm. If Chris Kendall's fake, then Marcus Allen is fake, because they're both, they both spoke a long time to each other. But in Marcus Allen's defence, he claims that Chris Kendall never wanted to catch up with him. Now, I find that very strange. I mean, he may not have liked him, because the guy has he's not what the most likeable character, in my opinion, but he name drops Alan Watt, and I'm a big Alan Watt fan.
Let me hold you to task there. Let's remember. I mean, back in the day, when Marcus Allen had a go at Simon Shack, with Chris Kendall, and
what did he say?
It was pretty ugly. It was ugly.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, he was saying, because his brother worked for the Bin Laden family. He was a
race car driver.
And when the missile turned into a plane.
Yes, yes.
He wasn't. He was not tied to Simon Schaff. He wasn't.
Yeah, but
I agree there
because the missile thing and Bin Laden connection is a big red flag to me saying stop. What are the odds of a guy coming out and doing that and his brother actually worked for, was a racing driver for Bin Laden family? I mean, come on. No, he hates.
We're not friends. We're not friends, but
He wants to punch you in the head. He said that was his quote. I mean, we've all been there.
Get on the plane and get over here and punch me in the face.
I'll tell you this: the guy's obviously got fucking a lot of money because he was bragging about staying at Disney and paying $600 or $700 US a night in a hotel at Disney, which he claims he didn't go. Good luck to him. Well, you could afford that. I don't know if I'd be paying. You know, that's a lot of money, man. It's a US dollars for a hotel. That's a lot of money, which says to me he's got a lot of money. He's obviously
money can't buy morals, or money can't buy ethics, or money can't buy what's in your money. Soul? Like, all the money in the world can't buy that.
Yeah.
But it was lovely to hear Ab and Marcus have that lovely conversation, because Marcus is doing the new show on Hoax Syndicate with Belset, who we previously had a wonderful working relationship with.
I enjoy hearing his voice, and I like the fact that he gives credit to Alan Watt, because he's my favourite. Yeah, I enjoy his dry humour.
Are you talking about the Alan Watt up there in Canada with the...
That's the one. With Hamish. The ex-Hamish.
Yeah, that's the one.
I love his stuff. And I mean, he's woken up way more than many people. And I mean, he got ripped off by Alex Jones. He got ripped off by David Icke. Both of them took a lot of his stuff. But according to Chris Kendall and John Adams, Alan Watt actually flogged a lot of the stuff from another Canadian podcaster. Mm-hmm. So and he gave them no credit. You know what I mean? So
he was very protective of his stuff. So if you even infringed anywhere near copyright on what he had to say, he would be, he'd be rather, all right.
Angry.
Yeah, but he was repetitive. He was too repetitive. But I guess that's the only way to get through to people is you've got to do repetition.
Yeah, you've got to do repetition, because that's what the media is doing to us. So it's called psychic driving. You keep mentioning the name and you keep mentioning it and mentioning COVID-19, like you're that fantastic. Gary Awesome did that fantastic YouTube wasn't that fantastic?
When he really I've got to interview Gary Awesome one day. He's got a major chip on his shoulder though with women.
Because well, why would
fucked over by his, one of his wives?
Oh dear, I did.
I like the guy. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with women, but his music ability is just beyond. It's just amazing how he can play lead, he can play bass, he can play drums.
Who? Gary Awesome.
Gary Awesome. Yeah.
He's a muso, is he?
Are we talking about the same Gary Awesome?
Well, you sent me the thing.
Australian guy.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Thank you to Rush.
I'll just go quickly so we can appease Ab. Now, I'll say this. Someone has been complaining about us, obviously. And if I find, when I find out who they are, I'm going to find out how to mimic their voice, and I'm going to start doing podcasts in their voice.
Who's complaining about us?
Someone has, because Ab is obsessed with saying that we've been going off subject and not talking about the right things, which is probably true. But I'm telling you now, you, Rollo, Lord Rollo, have done more for fakeologist.com than all of the others together by getting John Laws to name drop the name. And we plug the shit out of that show on the fakepodcast.com.
Yeah.
We plug the shit out of
fakeologist.com. Please, Rick. Rick and Rollo, please don't do that, make up my ass, because...
No, that's true, though. We did. I'm telling you now. We did. That's my favourite thing, I'm telling you now. It's going to be on my gravestone. Actually,
oh, really?
Because I think I dreamt that I was at the end of the world, I'm not going to be dying anyway. But if I was to have one, I'm telling you now. The broadcasting that you did, and Velocet, that... Those calls with into John Laws, mm-hmm. we played the fuck out of on the fartpodcast.com. So switch over to that channel and have a listen to some of those.
Oh.
I think
what Ab wants us to do is to go to what's his blog post.
Oh, I'll do it right now. Okay.
Good.
So
man.
We're on.
Hey, and Ab, I know you're listening.
He's not yet.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. So, but basically, this is the sad thing. They're basically obsessed with Corona. Corona.
Mm.
Corona. Corona. Corona.
Corona.
Who's that? I could hear a female. Rollo, are you on female hormones?
No. I'm actually here with...
Friends.
A couple of friends are listening. Is that okay?
That's all right. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'll just try and go through
the blog post first, and then...
He's got a clues forum thread, which I'm not even going to waste my time with, because I've got no time for that one. And questioning COVID. Yes, that's interesting. Canadian Amazing Polly does great research. John Le Bon, the self-proclaimed...
Jono. Big shout-out to Jono.
The self-proclaimed greatest skeptic is cracking Corona, and I bet you he is too. Peace of Mindful, is that Mark Tizard?
Oh, yeah, Nathan, you gave him a bit of curry. You were a bit spicy on him the other...
Is it Peace of Mindful? Oh, no, it's Questioning Our...
Oh, no, different guy, yeah.
He's got... He's got a PK thing, so we'll look at PK. PK's reviewing, and that's a YouTube clip. Oh, then I don't want to do that. Oh, sorry, I'm going to go back to where I was before. PK is reviewing this phony coronavirus news. Can't talk to family and friends. Come talk with a psychologist, voice or text, about corona. There's always someone to talk to and listen to our older audios here or in there. Okay, no, it's another thing. We'll forget about that one. COVID.
So I went to the doctor this morning because my ear got blocked up. And I said to her, how is it possible... And I said, after she tried to clear my ear, and she's a lovely lady, and she didn't go hard enough, because when you have one of these syringes and I said to her, she's a professional doctor, and because I couldn't get in to see my mate because I'm on mono at the moment, not stereo. I said to her, this coronavirus thing. How is it possible that rugby league players can social distance? I'll continue on with that.
It's just fucking ludicrous.
They take their own chances was her response. Take their own chances.
Look, I mean, I cannot stomach the whole thing. I mean, it's clearly, completely and utterly fake. There is no reality in this whole... on the whole thing. I mean, I've got the most dangerous. So technically, my job would be the equivalent of being a gelignite tester in a with an epileptic factory, because I work as a I've got a cleaning business, and like if you can imagine a more dangerous job, with if you believe that there's a little virus that jumps out and gets you at 1.5.1 meters away, will get you, but 1.5 meters, you're completely safe. Everything's fine. You can stay 1.5 meters, but 1.51, there's a little bug that's going to, you know, a virus will jump onto you. This is just complete ludicrous. Now, I'm a hypochondriac, like, I'll be honest here. Like, I've visited more doctors than Rock Hudson's had more chins hit more balls. What's hit more balls than Greg Norman's golf clubs? Rock Hudson's.
Rock Hudson's, yes.
Now, I am a hypochondriac by my own admission. I used to be terribly concerned about bugs and things like that and getting sick until a few years ago when I suddenly went, you know, this isn't happening. You know, most times I go to these blood tests and there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. It's all psychosomatic. Mm-hmm. So if you're told that you're going to get sick and you're going to get a bug, or you see someone coughing next to you, if you think that you're going to get that, you will get that because you visualize what you get. I do believe our minds are incredibly powerful. But if you believe, like, you know, I'll talk about the Aboriginals in Australia.
Mm. Yeah.
They have a thing about the bone pointing the bone. So if a tribal elder would point the bone at you, you'd die within 6 months. And because that group of people believed that legend enough, they would start withering away and dying. It's in the mind. The mind is so powerful. I mean, whether you feel good, if you feel depressed, you're going to get sick. If you feel like...
Yeah.
What was it? You like...
Yeah. You were just having a bottle, were you?
No, that was you. I don't know what that was.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, shit. Oh,
keep going.
No. Oh, I just dropped... Anyway, I just knocked a table out of drinks over, as you do. No, I'm sober. Let me tell you what I did today. This is my day off. I got up and I cleaned all the cupboards in my kitchen.
Mm.
Right, after 5 years of living in the place. And then I got up and then mowed the lawns, and I've got a lawn that would break most, you know, fitness fanatics. And what else did I do? I went and exercised for an hour and a half in my garage. So I've been active, very active today. And then I cooked dinner for two children, well, teenagers. And then I had a few beers. I've had three beers.
Father of the children.
Father of the children. Who was that? I can hear someone under the voice there.
Oh, someone's coming to the room.
Stevie. It's
Baby, fucking, oh, the fella that works down in,
he's in Victoria.
Yeah,
he's in Victoria.
G'day, baby.
Father,
how are you, mate?
Father of a murdered child. Good man. How's things?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. I got my fucking spending orders today, but I've got a job until the end of July. So.
Are you serious?
Come on, baby. Give us a Russell Crowe impression.
No, he has to go and get him first.
He's not around.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's right. Well, next time, as soon as he pops in,
anyway, call. Keep going on your train of thought there.
No. I want to hear from BV.
Hold on.
Rick thinks COVID doesn't exist.
He does. Completely thinks it doesn't exist. Not only doesn't it exist, never. You can't.
Let me just introduce you, BV, and you, Rick. This is Jo, my good friend, and she's a medical specialist. She's not a doctor, but she's a... Come on. Go for it, Jo.
No, I'm just a health professional. I'm just curious why you think COVID doesn't exist.
Well, I think it doesn't exist because... How would I say this in a nice way? You cannot catch a virus to start with. They've misnamed the whole thing deliberately with the old germ theory, which is still called germ theory. So
you think you can't catch the flu either then?
Yes, you can. Well, the flu and the virus. Yeah, but a rotavirus.
No, the flu is a COVID virus.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The common cold is what they are masking this whole event with, is they're using the common cold, which we all get, and 1.5 million people a year die of that.
It's a common cold. They're saying it's the flu, not the cold. There's a difference between a cold and a flu.
Yeah, exactly.
COVID virus.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're saying...
Rick, what did you say the other day? I mean, the amount of flu deaths went down because everyone's dying of COVID now.
It's just ludicrous. I would say that
you can't catch COVID because COVID isn't alive. It doesn't exist.
Well,
exactly.
This is COVID-19 we're talking about. There was the COVID swine flu, and the flu is actually a form of COVID as well. So there's lots of transformations of COVID, lots of different strains.
But the virus doesn't exist as well. It's not alive.
But the flu is the virus.
Yeah, exactly. No, the flu doesn't exist. It's not alive, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Common cold does, but the flu.
No, the common cold. What they've done is misdiagnosed. When you get a cold or flu, it's your body clearing out crap out of its system to prepare for winter or whatever. You know,
common cold or flu. The flu is a coronavirus, a form of coronavirus.
Exactly. Coronavirus is a common name of what we normally get every year. We all get it. Okay.
Yeah.
And what they've done with coronavirus is hype it up and make it out to be something special that's way more infectious than anything else. And those figures have been absolutely pulled to pieces by the actual results of how many people have got it. And we know now that the medicals in America, it came down on high from the WHO that you must, if someone died with the coronavirus in their system, you must use that as right on the death certificate. Hospitals were paid $39,000 to put someone on a ventilator. They were paid $19,000 or whatever it was just to say, yes, we've got a virus, someone in here with coronavirus. It bumped up the figures. The normal flu was killing more people than what this corona thing was doing anyway. But what they're doing
I agree. Normal flu kills more people every year. So how do you explain the CT scan findings for coronavirus?
Who put those out?
Medical radiologists. We scan them around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So coronavirus has a different pattern with the CT scan findings in lungs than any other virus.
Yeah, but isn't coronavirus incredibly normal? But the corona is just the normal.
Yeah, the coronavirus. Okay, I'm talking about COVID-19 now.
That's what I'm saying. So COVID-19 is
lung patterns from its infections on high resolution CT scans.
Who came up with that one? Did that come from a WHO linked source, or are you saying this from
what you actually said? No, it's come from like the Lancet and all of the radio.
Oh, exactly. Yes. All right. Okay.
Every lung disease has a different pattern on a high res CT. So a high resolution CT is one that you do to specifically look at lungs.
Yeah. I had pneumonia, so I know about.
I was hospitalised with pneumonia through my my lymphoma. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
has a completely different lung pattern on a high-res CT. Different viruses do, and COVID-19 has a new lung pattern that was never seen before, and that's how they diagnose it.
That was what they set up in the top. You know, you were talking about being ruled by experts here, and when it comes up from a source that is, you know, like the Lancet, which is, you know, we can't dismiss the Lancet, but the guy that ran the Lancet magazine or organisation said 50% of all peer-reviewed studies are faked and wrong. So there's 50% of what you just
said. Now, the Lancet, right, is peer-reviewed, right? peer-reviewed. Now, that means we're all like, come on, The Lancet. And we, you remember?
Lancet is a British organisation or magazine that, now, their main guy said that 50% of all peer-reviewed findings are often wrong. And that you can Google that and find him saying that.
Oh, yeah. 50% of studies are unreproducible. So, like, the thing that I'd like to ask Ms. CT Scan here, why are viruses considered not alive?
They're alive.
No, but they're considered not alive. They're not considered alive. They're considered like in a
they've been misnamed. So we go back to the whole germ theory, which goes right back to what's his name that discovered the mold on yeast and things like that.
Sorry to bust into the conversation.
Yeah, go.
Can I introduce Josh? We've had him on the Fart Podcast years ago.
Yes.
But would you like to say something, Josh?
So my whole perspective on this conversation is that the fact that yeast is a live bacteria which produces bread, allowing for it to rise. So therefore it can live on by itself for a certain amount of hours. They have said the flu lives on, in public transport on something to hold on for an hour, whereas COVID can live for 3 hours by itself. That is scientifically proven.
By who? COVID's a virus, right, though? It's a virus.
And viruses live. They live
no,
on...
Apparently not. Viruses are, they're beyond microscopic.
Yeah, way beyond.
Yeah. So it's like, with a virus, right, to observe a virus, you have to freeze something, and then you have to look at it frozen under an electron microscope, right?
True.
Right, so it's like, if you look at the definition of a virus, it's actually not considered alive. It's considered both at the same time. It's a zombie, right?
In your circumstances, you're saying it's frozen. Because it's frozen, therefore it's not alive. It is currently... frozen, so you can't say it's not living nor alive because it is frozen.
That's not the true definition, though. The reason why a virus isn't alive is because it doesn't have cells.
And where do you get your information from?
From Wikipedia. Go look it up, buddy.
See, Wikipedia can be edited by anyone who is
I've got a Bachelor of Science, man. You can go look it up in the annals of, the creepiest sodomite that you've ever seen. I'm telling you right now, the science has declared... viruses are dead and alive. They're actually zombies, when you think about it. It's pretty incredible. I mean, you people actually believe in zombies. You guys are.
You say they're not dead nor alive, and you're saying they're dead. How can you? You're saying they're nor dead nor alive, but you're confronting the fact they're dead. But then you're disregarding the fact that they're also alive. You can't. You can't defend that.
This is your speak, right? See, I know your speak, right? And I know that, like, to view things under electron microscope. Sorry, you need to freeze frame them.
Hang on.
All right, hold on. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Mark from Memphis. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I'm way beyond your little Wikipedia thinking, right? Because it's like, when you look up what a virus is, a virologist says it's dead and alive, right? Because they only have RNA, right? Right? And they don't have cell structure, right? And then you can't view them when they're in action, right? So they're dead and alive at the same time. They're a zombie creep.
So then how can you say that they are a dead virus that don't live when you're saying they're dead or alive?
No, I don't think that. That's what you think, right?
Then how's it spreading?
It's not. There's no such thing.
It's ridiculous.
So how do you account for yourself in Captain America when they're not spreading?
Right. Not, because you're listening to mainstream media.
You believe the news media.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's mainstream media.
It's ridiculous.
All right, everybody, hold on.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You admit, though, that the flu spreads, and the flu is a form of coronavirus.
Yeah, I'll tell you what,
it's misnamed, I think. I think it's misnamed.
I'll tell you what, one day, man, I got something off my son, right? And, you know, I had a mandarin that he threw on the ground. Think what you like about it. But, like, I went round to someone's house one day after that, like a day or two after. I got very sick the day before. And he got sick, man. You know, and we didn't make out. We didn't sodomize each other. Like, it was completely just, we went round there, and he got sick. He got sick from me.
But now you're contradicting yourself. You were completely contradicting yourself and saying it's not spreadable.
I don't know. I'm saying that something's spreadable. I'm just saying that a virus isn't alive.
Measles. Is that spreadable?
Yes.
Measles.
Measles is a bacteria. Isn't it a bacteria?
Exactly.
But this is the thing, right?
Remember the measles parties that we used to have back in the day?
Who are you guys? Who are you exactly? What you guys are minimal medical technicians. What are you? I'm sick of this, man. I am a fucking fourth band horticulturist.
Are you now raising a white flag because we've contradicted you and put you up on your issues?
Totally not. You don't even know.
So why are you rejecting the idea? Why do you reject it? Are you too conservative in your own ideology and accepting other ideologies?
You don't even know what an electron microscope is. You don't even know what degrees of microscopic activity happen.
Wait, hold on.
Can you read a high-resolution CT? Do you know what an MRI is and how it works? Can you actually
see images? Can you see a COVID virus walking around, moving around? Have you seen it?
Of course I can't. It's a virus.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly... Oh, you're not an idiot.
But therefore, you say the flu is spreadable. Can you see the flu? You say the flu is spreadable. Can you see the flu, even though you've admitted that it is...
No, it wasn't the flu. I don't know.
You're contradicting yourself.
I've given something to someone else before. I've given it. It's like, what? You want to think that, like, dogs can't be, like, trained? Oh, what? Oh, okay. All right. Dogs can't be trained.
Viruses and dogs can't be trained.
No, exactly, because that's what you guys like equate everything with, like, they have to be broader they can't be broader analogies, right? No. It's insane. You guys are absolutely insane. And it's incredible, you know?
My whole thing is, you've both admitted to the fact that the flu, and you said you had the mandarin and you gave it to someone. Therefore, they had
it. No, I didn't. I got the sickness from my son, right? I went around someone's house, and he got something similar, right? And we weren't kissing and sodomizing each other like you guys are. We actually, it just got given, right?
And
like, I don't know how it got given, but it was.
And do you understand that that's why? But this is why there's a 1.5 meter rule, because from your own breath and the molecules that come out when you speak. Can admit the bacteria into someone else's face, which then they touch and they put near their mouth. Therefore, they get the bacteria.
Man, we have been
talking about the Neolithic era,
talking to each other. Are you kidding me? Are you a believer in evolution? Well, you don't think our body has like evolved to protect ourselves from like people talking in?
You understand?
Are you serious, man? Are you serious?
So, the body evolved.
You don't believe in evolution?
You understand that you get vaccinated, and your white blood cells then can fight off the bacteria. This is something that the blood cells have never seen before, and therefore they cannot fight off the virus.
COVID has been around since the 50s. COVID has, but COVID-19 has not.
COVID-19 is fake.
100%. Do you believe in evolution? COVID-19 is fake. Do you believe in adaptation, but do you believe in evolution, bro? Are you an evolution denier?
Wait, you're talking about adaptation. You need to adapt an issue. This is the issue that we are currently adapting. You're a whole adaptation.
Are you kidding me, bro? Do you not believe in evolution? Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that you don't believe in the Holocaust? What kind of person are you?
I'm not. You've related COVID to the Holocaust.
Guess what?
Are you serious? You're that lost for words now relating COVID to the Holocaust.
Oi, guess what? Because if you don't believe in COVID, right, you don't believe in the Holocaust.
That's exactly
the words. Oi, and guess what as well, dude? Guess what? Oi, guess what, though? You don't believe in evolution. And that's the step before not believing in COVID.
That makes zero sense.
Oi, nothing makes sense. Okay? Nothing makes sense. You know why? Because this is the dark need for ad hominem. Right? Because you people drive everyone insane. You actually do. You actually do.
No, elaborate on how we drive people insane.
Well, because you're believing mass media. You're giving us statistics from mass media.
See, this is the thing, right, is it's like, I looked at viruses. I have a Bachelor of Science, and that's it, right? But, like, you cannot view a virus under a microscope living, right?
However, you can view it in a person.
Hold on, Missy. So it's like, you can't view a virus under a microscope, right?
You're a Bachelor of Science.
Are you admitting? Hey, hold on, Missy. Come on, man. You cannot tell me that you view a virus alive.
If you're a Bachelor of Science,
Yeah. Come on, I'm waiting for Mr. Sodomite here. You cannot view a virus alive. Can you not, Mr. Come on, Mr. SSD? You know? Give me your philosophy of honours right now. Hey? Where you think that now I'm bringing up Wikipedia and this means that it means nothing. When you people take it as God or a God honest truth, you take it as your Bible. You take Wikipedia when it says what you want.
Brought up Wikipedia to begin with you admitted a virus cannot. You said a virus was a zombie that cannot be seen dead nor alive. Therefore, you've admitted to the fact that you can only see it dead when you can say you can also see it alive. It's a zombie, as you said.
No. Ridiculous, right?
That is what you said. I'm using your words against you.
No, you're not. You can listen back to this recording, you hypocrite. The thing is, right, is it's like a virus is not defined as alive or dead.
You said it's a zombie. You can't see it alive nor dead.
Yeah, you believe in a zombie. You do. That's you. Right?
No, that's what you said. That's me.
You.
All right, guys. Let's calm this down.
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely, right? You guys actually believe in a zombie organism.
That's what you said. You said it is nor dead nor alive.
That is your classification.
No, that's what you said. That is literally what you said at the start of the conversation.
Go look it up. That is the mainstream view. Who are you guys? Have you got PSDs? Come on, give me your PSDs. Give them to me. I'm sick of this.
PSDs.
I'm sick of it. Give me your PFD.
Why do we need a PFD to contradict your own saying?
No. Go look it up. A virus is neither dead or alive. You guys...
You want me to look up on Wikipedia where people can edit the page at any second if they're a user?
No, go look it up. Go look it up in professional documents.
I'm Missy and you don't want to hear from me because I've got a medical degree and I've got a master's medical degree.
Alright, how about Missy? How about you tell me what a virus is then? What is it? Come on, give it to me. What kind of organism is it? Come on. Step 1.
An organism?
Because that's not my specialty. My specialty is actually seeing what the virus does to patients.
Oh, exactly. It's compartmentalized.
But you have already admitted that the flu is alive and the flu spreads and the flu is a version of coronavirus.
I haven't.
You have. You admitted that earlier.
No, I said that something can spread. Some things can. I'm not admitting the virus.
Okay. Does the flu spread?
I don't think the flu is actually real, like a virus.
What is it? Explain it. Is it a psychoactive situation where someone else has it, therefore your psyche believes you have it?
No, it's not a supernatural zombie like you guys believe.
So what medical institute are you working for to, as a microbiologist who...
Man, I am a gardener, all right? I graft trees. Okay.
You are a gardener, yeah.
Table.
Hey.
I provide the food on
and
your table.
And let me just come.
Okay? And
should I put
be,
them?
You're gonna be...
Look, guys.
Bullshit. I just got done with A.O. Morris, and I am not done with this.
A.O. Morris? Okay? Yeah.
You people, chat with him. You people are done for. You are so limited in your thinking, right? You have your PhDs.
Wait, hold on. If we're limited, how come you want to suspect? Cool your jets.
Everybody needs to calm down for a little while.
I'm cool now. I'm cool.
Look. What are you, baby? You spend your time in the garden down there in Melbourne, right? And what happens? Like, I've got a problem. I disagree with both of the people that I'm speaking to right now in this room. I don't think viruses exist at all. And you can go to, virusesdon'texist.com.
You can't catch a virus.com.
You can't catch a virus. I disagree. vehemently with both of the people that I'm here with right now.
So how can I get the bars on how to feed my fiddly fig?
Go. I'm a thistle sister. I'm a sister, sister, thistle, unsistered thistle.
Thistle.
So what did you say, Jack?
No, I just want to get my fiddly working. In
your fiddly fig? What's that mean?
Fiddly fig. Didn't know what that is. You're a gardener.
Oh, yeah, fiddly pigs. You're a gardener?
I'm a gardener.
Baby. Come on, give us a Russell Crowe impression. Come on. Just light it up and then you can go hard.
Wait, yeah. Give a Russell Crowe impression of him ruining Les Mis. I enjoyed that musical until the movie came out. Now I hate him.
Go, baby. No.
Russell Crowe isn't around right now, but I will say I'm actually like quite a jovial guy and like, I like it when people disagree with me, but it's like, you know, I'm a bit sick of the pompous arrogance from, like, these medical professionals who are compartmentalized.
But see, this isn't, like, an attack. This isn't an attack at all. This is, like, it's like we live in a country that is happily supported by the United Nations, where we have this idea of freedom of speech, and you can have your freedom of opinion.
Hey, George. Yeah. The United Nations has got fucking nothing to do with freedom of speech.
Sorry, that was just the first thing that came to mind. But like, okay, we live in a country of like...
Drop that one.
Hold on, Josh. Let Rick go.
No, I'm saying, the United Nations and WHO, and all their organisations and what do they call it? NGOs, non-governmental organisations,
are there to
suppress all free speech. You're not allowed to have free speech. They believe their own mantras. And we're not allowed to talk about this. Everyone's got to be guilty about being white. If you're white, you're a bad guy. Everything's gone pear-shaped. You know, they are out there.
No. Sorry, continue.
No, it's all right. You can talk, man.
But like, see, if we're going to transfer to the context of being white, do you believe that institutionalized race, like, for instance, being white, like, do you believe institutionalized racism is a thing within our society?
No, absolutely not.
The Australian person,
when I first came to Australia in 1985, way before you were born, right?
Yep.
I was horrified to hear the way that they talk about, you know, I remember going over to a job with the guy that we were working for, and he was, he had a name for everyone. It was like, you know, there was, Coon Spooks, Jew Boys, da 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 da. And me and this other guy were sitting in the back. We grew up in New Zealand, we had a lot of racism there, which was kind of because we were fighting each other, the Maori and the Pakeha, you know, we were at wars together, but we all got on in sporting life. And I just find the whole thing about, but anyway, the Australian changed, the education system got infiltrated by something, I don't know what it did, but it changed the whole mantra of the Australian became the opposite of racism. So the, right now, and for the last at least 25 years, the Australians are the most unracist country I could
see. In that regard, to the education system, I would completely disagree, because the education system changed when they disregarded the fact of colonization. They disregarded the fact of abuse of Aboriginal slaves. I can tell you now, I finished school and I never heard any. No, I never heard anything in history about anything to do with Aboriginal abuse.
Yeah, but
and to this day,
dude, have you looked at institutionalized racism under a microscope? Just joking.
Institutionalized racism. I can show you that right now.
Have you looked at it? Oh, you know what, man? It's like before I left my political ideologies and nationalism, I became a fakeologist, right? Nah, yeah, you know, whatever. But it's like, man, free speech.
If
doesn't
you want to
exist.
Talk about institutionalized racism.
It doesn't exist.
It does.
Free speech
it does
doesn't
because
exist.
Do you talk to me like you talk to your grandmother?
I talk to my grandmother with respect, but however,
I push my political views because I'm a person of views. You know why? You know why though? Because you limit your speech whether you like it or not.
I limit it because
exist.
I have respect for people.
No. You limit it because that's how it happens in real life. The thoughts are free.
See,
the speech isn't.
No.
The speech is not.
No. No.
Oh, wow.
No,
you're just
no,
like
no,
denying
no, no,
reality
no.
then, buddy. You're just denying reality.
Listen, man. I want to be really kind to you, Josh.
That's fine.
A social justice warrior. Fuckwit.
And I would happily accept that. However,
Listen, Rollo. The guy is a brainwash fuckwit, and he's never he's gonna devolve into.
You call me a fuckwit. All right, listen.
I'm telling
listen,
you. Man,
listen.
I'm telling
I have a conversation for you. No. Give me a chance to speak, considering I've just been harassed.
Then you are, listen, cunt. You are a fuckwit. You're a brainwashed. You are nothing.
All right.
You are, sure.
And now. If you call me a fuckwit, you're a degenerate who thinks with conservative views, who has zero
discipline. Do yourself a favor.
Give me a second of fucking thought. Give me a fucking second of thought. If you want to talk about institutionalized racism, think about the fact that you've been grown into a generation that believes that people of color are disregarded, and that is correct to this day due to the fact that there have been 426 people killed in custody since 1991 in Australia, and you can read that in the Royal Commission. And to this day, there are still people killed to this day, and you sit there and say there is no institutionalized racism. If you were driving down a street and you saw an Aboriginal or a person of color in trouble, would you stop? And I highly fucking doubt you, because you're so fucking ignorant and arrogant that I highly doubt you keep driving. That, like, fuck you and your regards to that fact, because if you're going to call me a cunt, I will call you a cunt back and I'll disregard your views. I'm here to have an open perspective. I'm here to have an open perspective, and now tell me to kill yourself. Is that your talking point? All right, everybody, calm down.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
Hold on, Josh. Everybody, calm down and cool their jets.
My last point of view, you said kill yourself.
Yes.
How the fuck is that a response to my argument? You're telling a person to kill themselves.
Because you are quoting government stats. You're just a total puppet. You are everything that's wrong in the world, Josh. Everything that's wrong in the world.
So I hope you understand that the Royal Commission conducted by Britain into Australia was conducted by several investigators that found 427 people were killed in incarceration, and your response to that was kill yourself.
Did you back that up by checking out the deaths?
You're quoting me,
something you read and you believe, because you are a puppet.
I hope you understand.
Okay. For everyone, hold on. The bust in the conversation here. Let's remember that Rick is over his 60s, and Josh is how old are you, Josh?
19.
Josh is 19. So what is Josh now?
Josh knows fuck all because they've been brainwashed by the Prussian education system.
Wait,
since he went
what
to school.
Wait. What if I've been brainwashed by again?
The Prussian education system.
If you don't know it, then you're gone. I know it. I want you to say in your own words what you believe it is.
The Prussian education system was what was introduced here, probably in the 40s or 50s, which completely changed the education system. It removed so much of asking why you heard this stuff. Stopping questioning who told you this, questioning, backing up what you just said before, and questioning stuff. You believe everything you were told at school.
So you don't believe that I question what I've been taught.
Not from what I can hear. You are preaching from the pulpit, from the paywall of the Catholic, the Jesuit. You are totally brainwashed. You are completely brainwashed.
So you're saying I'm preaching from a religion now, the Catholic perspective.
Yes, you are.
I'm an atheist. I despise religion and their beliefs. I understand my own perspectives from people who have fucking lived through it, and especially people of colour and people who are from Aboriginal Indigenous Australians. And that's where I hear my perspective from, because it's their fucking first hand. So you cannot say that I'm preaching from a Catholic perspective, because Catholicism was the main reason for colonialism and mass genocide around the world. So how fucking dare you say that I'm from that perspective?
You've got a loud voice, but you're a fuckwit, okay? Listen to me now.
I hope you understand that surprisingly, you are currently a minority within the society, because people are waking up to the actuality of history. And I hope you understand that as much as you feel fighting me.
Are you talking about a certain person? Are you talking about what you were told at school or at university?
No, I'm talking about what I fucking researched. What I'm talking about from Captain Cook to current modern day Australia.
Josh, did you get your research off the net?
No, I got it from fucking school and the net. And I hope you understand this. I want to say loud and proud. I also got my history from people of colour and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders.
People of colour. All right. Okay. I'm gonna mute you now, Josh. BB, are you still there?
No, you've scared him off. Listening to Josh is like listening to the ABC. He's a fucking brainwashed fuckwit. Okay, he needs to go out there and do a lot more research, and you'll suddenly find that he's been played for a fool.
Okay,
he's quoting the shit that the ABC are giving. Twice as many white people shot dead in America unarmed by the police as there are black people.
Okay. I think it's about time we finish Rick and Rollo tonight. I'm sorry that we scared Baby off.
Listen, do yourself a favour. I'm telling you, if you're bring on brainwashed fuckwits that are completely social justice warriors, which he is.
We had a guy pretending to be a, Michael.
The guy's a smart guy, though. He's a smart guy. Look, you believe in COVID-19. Listen, Dahl, if you believe in COVID-19...
Hold on. That supports your perspectives of the 80s ideology of calling a female Dahl instead of by their name. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you?
Listen, Dahl. I'll call her by her fucking name.
You call me Josh, you call her Dahl. You know her name is Joe.
Every
Joe. Hey, Rick.
Joe, I'm sure Joe's not that offended. She's not that offended.
Are you offended, Jack?
Oh, more offended. A derogatory female name said to me tonight, so...
Well, Dahl offensive now, is it?
Call her by her fucking name. You call me Josh, call her Dahl.
Yeah, there,
guys.
All right, okay.
Do yourself a favor.
Stop. Before
do some research and fuck off.
Research about fucking female
all right,
fucking
everybody did it.
See you later.
This has been an excellent episode of Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo.
No, it's probably one of the best. I would say it's one of the best.
I think it's always the best, isn't it?
Bring me back on.
Anyhow,
all right, dude.
There's two big shout outs.
Just before we go. Okay, so fakeologist.com. FakeoTube.com, what's Bell said, with Marcus Allen. There's a big new.
It's called,
audio
it's called,
on.
It's called Goldstein WorldDomination.com.
Yeah.
Take two.
Right. Do it again.
Goldstein WorldDomination.com.
Goldstein WorldDomination.com. Alright, mate. It's been a fantastic chat. And, yeah.
Yes,
I look forward to next Saturday night on the Fast Podcast, huh? Or the Psychologist Fast Podcast. Song. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we're all friends at the end.
I do enjoy a debate.
Yeah.
I
bet you bloody do. Josh has got passion.
Alright, mate.
He's got passion.
That's it, mate.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, mate.
That's all about. See you, mate.
All right. Okay. I'll talk to you straight after. All right. Bye.
That's all, folks.